One of the things that I love most about the internet is its serendipitous nature. Is serendipitous a word? Anyway, the way through kind of pure happenstance that you come across wonderful, wonderful things. And for me, coming across new artists feels like a bit like what the internet was made for. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's just gone 11 o'clock on Tuesday, the 21st of April, and I've got my 14th micro podcast for you. Last week, I was talking about some of the websites of artists that inspired me when I first started drawing. And today, I just want to tell you quickly about two artists that have come to my attention over the last month or so. The first one, Jason Pollan, he's a New York-based artist. Someone, I think, sent me a link to his website on Twitter. And his website is www.jasonpollan.com, which is JASONPOLAN.com. And the first thing of his that I noticed was a great book that he made back in 2005 called The Every Piece of Art in the Museum of Modern Art book. And early on in 2005, I think for about 2 weeks at the end of January, he spent time drawing every piece of art that was visible to the public in the museum and then made a great little book full of tiny drawings, which he sells on his website for £20. And eventually, the book ended up in the Museum of Modern Art's own bookshop, which I think was a bit of a coup for him. He also does this great thing when he offers a deluxe version of the book, which costs $100. And for that, obviously, you get a copy of the book, but you also get complimentary admission and a guided tour by Jason of the Museum of Modern Art, a hot dog or pretzel right after you finish visiting the museum, and Jason will draw you a piece of art, your favourite piece of art from the museum, which feels like a very good deal to me. Sounds great. Jason also has a blog, a Blogspot blog at jasonpollan.blogspot.com, which is definitely worth looking at. And his links down the right-hand side, he's got links to lots of other of his online projects, including a new one called Every Person in New York, when he says he's going to draw everybody in New York. And if you I think you can even let him know, if you email him, you can let him know where you're likely to be at a certain time, and he might draw you. So that sounds like a great idea. Okay, so that's Jason Pollan. And the second artist I want to quickly point you towards is a man called Mark Johns. He's got a great website called Serious Drawings, which are far from serious. They're lovely, whimsical drawings, which reminded me when I first saw him a little bit of David Trigley. If you know him, he's a British artist. And Mark is definitely a man worth looking at. And he's very well connected online. You can follow him on Twitter. He's Mark Johns on Twitter, which is MARCJOHNS. And he's also on Flickr, and his Flickr account is, his Flickr name again is Mark Johns. So if you just go to flickr.com/Mark Johns, you can find him. So yes, definitely worth going to have a look at him as well. He's got a new book coming out again, I think, called Serious Drawings, which is out, I think, next month, which looks great. Flickr, I just wanted to say a quick word about Flickr. I'm kind of discovering that Flickr is a really, really great place for discovering new artists. If you are someone who draws and you're on Flickr, please make me a contact, and I'll make you one back, and I'll get to see your drawings. If you want to find my account on Twitter, on Flickr, it's flickr.com/Michael Nobbs, and it would be great to find you there, to connect with you there. Okay, that's roughly all I wanted to say today. Oh, one thing, I hope yesterday I published my little book on Flickr called 75 Ways to Draw More. If you haven't downloaded and made your own copy, please do. What I'm hoping to do very soon is set up a Flickr group called 75 Ways to Draw More, and I'm going to try and hopefully get people to post drawings that they've made from the list. I shall set it up over the next week or so and post a few myself to get things going. But it'd be great if you join in. But when I've done it, I'll post something on my blog to let you all know. Okay, I hope everyone's having a lovely day, and I shall see you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Just a very quick correction. I've noticed when listening back to this that I said that Jason Pollan's book was on sale for £20. It's actually US$20, and his deluxe version is US$100. Okay, so go to jasonpollan.com to find that. Okay, see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.